tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Well, Scottie Scheffler comes back from five shots behind to win the Players. We thought that might be a possibility for him winning this week, but I think it was kind of surprising the way that he did it. What do you think, Blake?
Oh, yeah, definitely with the injury. You see his caddy said he didn't think he was going to play the weekend.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's like, he said he told his wife, he's like, I don't think Scotty's playing this weekend. He's hurting that bad.
I thought at the
time, I don't know, man. Scotty's just incredible. I mean, we've been Scotty haters, not necessarily the talent, but we just don't really find him fun to watch play golf. But like, he's incredible, incredible.
Yeah, and it's good to have a guy who's playing that well right now. I think overall, it's probably a good thing for golf. Would it be better if it was somebody who is more charismatic? Yeah, but it creates a storyline where like, who's going to beat him? I think that's good.
Yeah, I think it's really good. Going into the Masters, that's going to be the storyline. Like, who can beat Scotty? But like, I wasn't surprised at anything that happened on Sunday.
No. Are you? No, not surprised. I even went to look at the odds.
With Scotty, I mean, with Scotty, not with the other guys, maybe a little bit of surprise. But like with Scotty, I wasn't like shocked he shot a 64.
No. How can you be? He's best player in the world.
Back-to-back players. I mean, nobody's ever done that. You can say whatever you want about the field, but it's still hard as shit to win a Players' Championship. And no one's ever done that before, so that's rarefied air. He's just the best player in the world. I don't really think there's anyone that's a close second at all at the moment. Do you?
No, it's hard to tell. And I know you and I aren't as down on Liv and what the tournaments mean, but you have to admit it is kind of tough to see, like, where's Rahm's game at right now? I really have no idea.
I think Rahm's game is good.
Really. But how good is it?
But I don't think it's – I just think Scotty's at just a – even if Rahm was on the PGA Tour, I just think Scotty's at another level.
Yeah.
At the moment. I don't. But he has been for 2 years.
Right.
I know Rahm's won a share of tournaments, but
– So, you know, there's a lot of variables when it comes to Players. We say how it can be like an eclectic leaderboard. We have no idea what it's going to be. But looking at it now, I mean, it was fairly predictable.
Yeah, you get the guys that are playing well. Scotty, Clark, Xander. We just bet the wrong guys that were playing well with Zalatoris and Lowry. Zal was a complete flop. But whatever, that's always the case. That's always going to be the case at the Players. But yeah, the best players were there. Even Harmon, he showed it at the API. I mean, that number that I bet 130-1 is just absolutely ridiculous.
And even the 80 I bet was ridiculous. I mean,
yeah,
that was the right bet of the week. And he was the guy there. And then should we have bet Xander? Probably. But at the end of the day, anything besides a Scotty bet wouldn't have paid. You could have bet anyone.
Yeah, we probably should have bet Xander over Cantlay. I was regretting that. But yeah, like I said, Xander has a winning problem. So pays the same amount as Cantlay bet.
So let's stay on Scotty before we move to these other guys. I saw Golf Digest posted today. Is he the greatest player since Tiger? What do you think about that?
There was a Rory stretch, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can put him ahead of that Rory stretch. Guy won four majors in, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I can compare it to, but I want to say yes. Maybe he needs another major, for sure. You got to think he's going to get one this year, right?
Yeah, I don't think one is enough. You got to think he gets one. You think so. But I still think we're forgetting about, like, that day stretch was really good.
Wasn't this long, though. The speed stretch wasn't this long.
Right, but he's won once in the past year.
He's won twice. What do you mean?
Well, won twice in the past. I mean, prior to those two wins, he hadn't won in a year. So it stretches in that long.
He's won seven times in 3 years.
I mean, that's not unprecedented.
No, I know, but it's really good.
It's good, but I'm just saying. So, yeah, if you're looking at the seven times in 3 years, DJ did that.
3 years or 2 years? 2.5.
Yeah, DJ did that, Day did that, right? Something close to it.
Yeah, but there's also the ball striking numbers are just out of this world. Did you see the ball striking numbers? Like, it's like,
no, those are crazy.
I saw something today that like peak ball striking numbers, like it's like Tiger. And then Scotty at his peak is still like a stroke behind Tiger, which is fucking insane how good Tiger was. So I think you got to factor in the ball striking numbers, like the actual statistical numbers with Scotty.
Yeah, I think so.
But I don't think anything matches Rory. That stretch Rory had when he won those, when he came on, he won those majors so fast.
Yeah, to 2012 to 2014.
Yeah. Right?
I think that was probably better.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a prisoner of the moment. I think that was better. I have to give it to Rory there just because of the quality of wins. But Scotty doesn't win after April. Do you know, like, you know that?
Was one of them in, didn't he win Texas somewhere?
He won. He's won two APIs. He's won two players. He's won two Phoenix Opens.
Masters.
A Masters and the match play.
Wow.
And he almost won a second match play. Actually, Gabe Burns the fucking win.
That was, should
have won two match plays. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so that's true. I mean, and then also, how can you give that two-year stretch over Brooks's two-year stretch?
With all the majors, with the four majors too?
Yeah. Four majors. I mean, I know you're going to compare body of work, and Scotty's been way more consistent all the other weeks, but majors still mean a lot more. And I don't think you can call anyone – I think greatness is measured by championships, and championships are measured by major championships in golf. It's like saying – Mahomes is better than Brady, but Brady's greater than Mahomes or something like that, you know?
Yeah. It's so weird. Like different sports, like you're measured by the championship. It doesn't matter what you do all season. And then golf, it's like everybody's like a prisoner of the moment. Of like people always go, he won this event. Like, is it really that much better than like the Celtics winning like 20, 30 games in the first like 40 or 50? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I think. We'll see. I mean, I think if he wins a major soon, one of the next two, then yeah, you'll put him there. But I just think his body work is great. The top 10s, the top 5s, the ball striking numbers, the big wins, non-majors. I just think he has to cap it off with a couple majors, or we're going to look back and say, what if again, just like we did last year.
Yeah. I mean, you touted that top 10. I mean, yeah, that was easy cash. I don't see him not finishing in the top 10 in a tournament for a while.
If it's even money or were like minus 150, it's just free money.
Like he almost withdrew.
I was worried about that top 10.
His caddy was said, I saw a video of his caddy. He was like, yeah, I don't think Scotty's playing this week. He's hurting pretty bad this weekend, like after his Friday round.
I got a bunch of texts saying like on Friday, like Scotty's done.
Yeah. Did you see him getting that massage?
Yeah.
Like JT and Ricky had already hit their shots, and he was just sitting in the chair getting massaged for like 5 minutes.
I mean,
Ricky kept looking back at him like, what's going on? Are you going to hit?
It did seem like he was better Saturday and Sunday. But I mean, if he did that at like 60, 70, 80% full strength, then that's scary.
He was out of the fucking tournament. He was 9 fucking back on Saturday, and he had. I had a parlay. I had Rory, and I just needed Scotty not to birdie the last three. And he goes, birdie, birdie, birdie. So he went from 9 back to 6 back. He ended up being 5 back at the end. And like he was still in it. You get him when he's down, 9 back.
Yeah.
He would have had no chance. He even said it. He's like, I was kind of out of the tournament. He's like, and then I made those last three birdies and got myself in it.
That putter, man, like, he gained about his, like the last two events, he's gained like a couple strokes, one or two. And like, that's all you got to do.
That's all he has to do. His ball striking so good.
Why would Rory tell him to use a spider?
He was probably using it regardless of what Rory said, but who knows?
Yeah. So I get these other guys in the mix. I mean, who do you want to go to next here?
I want to go to Harmon. I mean, Harmon, obviously we were on Harmon. That guy's a gamer. I don't care. I didn't really, wasn't really, I'm not a Harmon guy at all, but like gained a lot of respect for him this week.
Me too.
Friday through Sunday, he was great. He just got off to a slow start on Monday, or not Monday, on Thursday, shot even. L played X and Windy, thinking that's all we needed. And then, of course, Scotty shoots a 64. Crazy. All he needed to do, man, was fucking birdie 12 or 16, which everybody was birdieing.
Or one drivable, or two.
Yeah, missed six-footers on one and two. But then he was birdieing all the hard holes. Like that putting in on 15, that fucking shot on 8 was fucking majestic.
Oh, so
good. Oh, my God. What a fucking, I think it was a 3-wood. Maybe a 5-wood. I don't know. I still don't know how that shot from the pine straw doesn't release to the pin.
Ugh. I mean, I gained a lot of respect for him, too. I think, with that being said, there wasn't a point over the course of the day where I thought he was winning.
No?
Not really.
I thought we were in the driver's seat when he stepped up on to 16T.
Yeah, I mean, somewhat.
Before the tee shot, I was like, okay, we're on to something. We can at least get into the playoff. And who knows in the playoff. But I liked our chances over X and Windy at the time. Because they were fucking up.
But how do you hit that drive, man, out to the left?
Because that's kind of the miss. You don't want to go through into the rough. And then fucking Kisner was like, oh, you can get this thing up. He didn't get it up at all. He veered it 90 yards.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then the drive on 12 was so fucking close to being fucking perfect where he was going to have fucking 20 feet for eagle. Like, he just missed. It needed one more yard to cover that bunker. Hit right into the fucking face of that bunker.
He was hitting pretty aggressive lines all week. I mean, I thought 17, he could have tried to drew it more to the pin, being a lefty.
Yeah. I mean, you saw Windy and X, they knew they had to do it, and they did it. He had to be more aggressive on that, on 17 there.
He was pretty aggressive on 18.
18, I can't blame him. I thought that thing was going to the pin, honestly.
The putt wasn't
I didn't think close. He was making the putt regardless. It was 17 feet.
So, yeah, good run there by Harmon. I mean, great bet. It was tough because we probably should have been in the top five or something, but the fact that he opened up so high, and then by the time late in the day he was 40, we couldn't bet a top five.
Right.
So, is what it is. And then how about Clark?
I fucking hate that piece of shit. That being said, actually, I'll get to the hate first. I mean, he's a fucking cheater.
Yeah.
Is he not?
It's been so many occasions where, like, Pebble Beach definitely was cheating. I remember last year at the U.S. Open, it was relatively, people weren't as familiar with him, so I don't think people were, like, ready to say it yet. But if you look back at it now, he had a lot of questionable drops stomping down the rough. And then yesterday, he stomps the shit out of that rough. He's walking back and forth for almost a minute, back and forth, exactly where he's going to drop the ball. You cannot tell me that's not intentional. It obviously was.
Xander came over there.
Yeah.
I guarantee you guys know about it. Xander wouldn't have just come over there unless he was asked to.
And then what was it last week when he flattens the thing with his wedge and then changes clubs?
We did that at API. He did that at Pebble. Like, this is more than just one instance here. He's a scumbag, and he never pays for his fucking misses. Like, the shit on 8, like, that shit should have been in a bush.
Yeah.
That being said, he was out of the tournament, and then he hit some great shots down the stretch.
Yeah, he's definitely a gamer.
Shot on 16. I thought he was making that eagle putt. Shot on 17. And then the putt on 18. Nice big fuck you, Wyndham. Right up your ass with that lip out. That was the best rim job I've seen ever.
Yeah, I mean, that was great. But he is definitely a gamer. I mean, I definitely gained some respect for him, even though it made me hate him more.
Yeah, I just hate his guts, like, with a passion, man. Like, he hit two balls in the water on Saturday, and he only made bogey on one of them, and it was a great bogey.
Yeah, I know.
Great par. He never pays for his fucking mistakes. I fucking hate Wyndham Clark so much. You will not see me on Wyndham Clark at any point coming up, all right? I'm a Wyndham Clark hater, and I always will be.
Yeah, me too. that's a good thing. You got to have guys you don't like. That's what makes golf fun. Like, we got to have a guy we don't like now. And this is what I don't like about these people who are, you know, the PGA Tour only hates everything live, blah, blah, blah. Never can give a real good answer. It's always blood money, et cetera. This is what I don't like about it, because everyone should be hating this guy, just like they hated Patrick Reed. And the reason why people aren't is this split in golf where you feel like you have to pick one tour or the other. So now every player who plays in the Players, these are the guys who stay loyal to the PGA Tour. These are the great, these are the good guys. We can't root against any of these good guys. I think that's what's happening with Clark. People like him, whereas in the past they wouldn't like him. What he's done is no different than Patrick Reed.
I know. It's crazy.
But everyone hates Reed. But oh, Clark's a PGA Tour guy. We all got to love him. And that's what's ruining, in part, the game, because you can't develop rivalries. You can't find villains, all because every guy in the PGA Tour is good. Every guy not in the PGA Tour is bad. Well, that's not how it should be.
Go back and look at the replays. That dude trampled all over that one before he got the drop, and he just dropped it right there where he trampled. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, I mean, Brooks Koepka, though, he's apparently Brooks Koepka because he's because he won a 54-hole Pebble Beach event.
The guy, Wyndham Clark's never played in the Masters. He's Brooks Koepka now, five majors. You get to five majors, it's like legend status. No one's even like it's just names of golf. And Wyndham Clark, he's played in like nine majors in his life. Is Brooks Koepka now?
Unbelievable! What a fucking idiotic tweet. I'm sick of people. There's a couple people saying like everything Rappaport says. I don't say anything. It's I say something about him like once every month, and it's because he says something incredibly stupid. Am I not allowed to have opinions on one of the biggest golf writers who gets millions of views on his? I can't make an opinion on what he says. If I disagree with it, it's because I'm jealous of him or something like that. No, the opinions are just fucking stupid. I'm going to make a comment on it.
Go look at Brooks's results in majors. I think it's insane. What, 20 out of the 40 majors he's been in the top 10?
That's insane.
Every other major he's in the top 10. And most of them are seconds.
He's 3 years old.
He doesn't win. Yeah, exactly. Clark's 30.
So is Clark going to win? People saying, well, I could see him on that trajectory. Like, he could definitely get there. What the fuck are you talking about? He has one. You could see him getting to five. If you think that, you started watching golf in 2019 when COVID hit because you had nothing else to do.
Getting to five is so fucking hard. Like, people just think majors are popped out like Skittles. Nobody even gets to three.
Rory hasn't gotten to five, and he had four in 2014.
Yeah, Spieth had three in 2017. He still has three. That's 7 years ago.
So the chances, and this is just a fact, the chance that Wyndham Clark will never get two majors is much, 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 much higher than the chance that he will get five.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't realize that, you're a fucking moron.
If you also don't realize that if Wyndham Clark had won the Players, he probably would have got a bigger bag from Liv. He'd probably be on Liv right now. Because he almost went to live this past offseason.
Right. So, yeah, fuck Clark. I mean, good player, gamer. He's gritty.
He is gritty. I got to give him that. He is gritty. He doesn't, yeah.
And I'm glad there's a guy that I don't like on tour. It's fun. Like, just chill out, okay? We're allowed to not like certain golfers because that's what makes golf, rooting for golf, fun as a fan. So, cut the shit with the, and you know what? If we see something negative about Wyndham Clark, let's not reply with, oh, but if Liv 54 holes, shut the fuck up. This has nothing to do with Liv. This is a PGA. Nothing. This is us being PGA Tour fans.
That's the thing with all these PGA guys. Anytime you say something negative about it, you don't even bring Liv into the conversation, and they just bring it up.
Yeah, I mean, so Luca was just talking about something, but I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, not everything is about someone. Here's a tweet, and this is a guy who actually, I don't, who's said some fine stuff to me lately, but like, on one of my tweets, I said, I was talking about Scotty and how it's tough to make him the greatest player since Tiger after he's only won one major. Someone responds and goes, I got to read this response because it's wild. Until Liv tournaments are 72 holes with a cut, how can they be judged seriously? I like Liv and Players are world class, but the short tournaments with no cut make them like novelty events, in my opinion. What the fuck does that have to do with anything that I said? I said Scotty isn't the greatest since Tiger until he wins another major.
That's
These people are just fucking insane.
That's completely wrong anyways with what he said. Fucking Brooks proved it last year.
I mean, so the fact that I don't like Wyndham Clark has nothing to do with me liking Liv or thinking Liv is great. Back, I don't know if people remember this. Back before Liv existed, there were people you loved on the PGA Tour and people you hated on the PGA Tour. And again, that's what makes it watchable and fun. So if I don't like a player on the PGA Tour, trust me, I like plenty of them. Some of my favorite players in the world are on the PGA Tour. Because I don't like them, it's not me saying Liv is better or something like that. Like, just stop with the victim mentality.
Some of our best sidebar conversation texts about golf over the years have been about what? My hatred for what guy?
Spieth.
Like, it's just like I had a hatred for him. And Clark's kind of a similar way to Spieth. And it's just fun to shit on these guys that you don't like.
Yeah. So enough of that. There's this one guy, everything I say negative about Clark, he goes, oh, Matt, Liv Vincenzi once again. Like, this is nothing to do at all with Liv. Nothing.
Speaking of Luca, his two Asian card didn't go so hot. Although Hideki finished top five.
Yeah, I mean, would have been better than all my picks besides one. So
yeah,
we'll see how he does this week.
Benny not so hot. He got into it on Twitter though with some people.
He's been doing that lately. I want to ask him who he has this week.
Fuck off.
Yeah. I like Benny. He's cool.
Yeah.
Probably will never win shit in his life, though.
He has. He has, though. Already.
He has?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he won Wentworth. Yeah. PGA Tour, I mean.
Okay. He's never won a PGA event? He has, right?
No, he lost in a playoff to Bryson.
I thought he won Zurich.
I don't think so.
I'm going to look it up. All right, go on to your next point.
I got
some other players' thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, the next player's thought for me, the next point is Xander. I mean, the guy's an absolute loser.
You think he's a loser, or you just think he has a winning problem?
I think those two things mean the same thing.
I don't know. Like, what did he... I don't know. I don't think
he's a loser who's talented enough to win.
I think he's Ricky. I think he's Ricky.
Ricky's a loser.
No. Right. But like overall, like 10 years ago, Ricky was good. That's what he is.
Yeah. There are some losers who are talented enough to win once in a while.
He wins once in a while. He's got six wins.
That's what I said. He's talented enough where he can overcome it and win sometimes. But I think deep down, his nature is to want to piss it away.
You think he pissed that away?
Yeah. I think he could have... I mean, that course is playing easy as shit. He shot 2-under, you shoot 3-under, you win. The putt on 17 was pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a bad putt.
It was 6 feet, and that's the title of the tournament. You have a killer instinct, you make that putt.
He was scrambling all week. He was great getting up and down.
Oh, he was fantastic.
He bogeyed the two tough holes, 14 and 15. Then he came back, had an eagle shot, left the putt fucking 2 inches short, and then missed that 6-footer. I don't know. He just didn't go win it, though. I don't know. I wouldn't call it a choke job.
I mean, I thought he was gonna make that 6-footer.
Yeah, that was the big one, for sure.
It was a great shot. He was walking after it, like, go put your dick on the table and be a winner. And he had the opportunity to do that, and he just couldn't.
Now Benny has no PGA wins. He lost to Zurich in a playoff to Brian Stewart.
So two playoffs he's lost.
Wow. Yeah, three playoffs he lost to.
Lost the one we were on. Player.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Xander's a loser. I don't know. I guess he's a loser.
I mean, I'm sure
he's still good. He's still good.
You think he's really good.
Over or under half a major, his career.
Under.
Never winning a major.
I don't think so.
So if he won yesterday, that was gonna be his crowning achievement in golf, just like Ricky.
Yeah. I think Ricky's probably good long term.
What do you mean long term?
Like long term comparison, like if you look back at his career.
I thought you meant Ricky good long term. I'm like, Ricky's never won fucking shit again.
No, I mean like look back 20 years from now and be like, you could say they probably had similar careers.
Yeah. Definitely. I think he gets one major.
PGA maybe?
I don't know when it is. I have no idea. I'm not saying
US Open.
Maybe. I don't know.
He's a good game for a US Open.
Definitely. He does everything good. Nothing well, everything good.
Nothing great.
Right.
Yeah, I mean he's a good player. I don't want to call him a huge loser. I just think he has a tendency.
He's allergic to winning.
Yeah, and I guess that to me it's a synonym for being a loser.
He's still younger than Clark.
Is he?
Yeah. He still has 6 wins. I don't know.
No, it's good. I mean,
if he didn't give himself all these chances, would you feel the same?
I just think he wasn't that good. The reason I'm calling him a loser is because I think he's so talented.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair.
Like he's so good. He should have won more.
Yeah. Other questions? What's up with Cantlay and Vic? First, Cantlay.
I was thinking about that today. I mean, the fact that he withdrew, and then he was the one withdrew from the Valspar this week, right after the players finished. And then he was the one who confirmed that there was going to be a meeting today with Yasser. I think he's taken on too big of a role in the player directors board.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It seems like that's the case. And I think, from what I've heard, he's a very financially savvy guy. He's understands a lot of the inner workings of what's going on. So I think he's been relied upon to take a big role. And we saw with Rory, we saw with all these guys, that has a negative effect on your golf game.
Think it had a negative effect on Rory, though? Didn't he play his best golf during it? Felt like he galvanized it last year.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say his best because he wasn't really... I mean, he was winning some events, but
he should have won the U.S. Open.
He should have. But Cantlay also just got married. We've seen how that has big impacts.
Yeah.
How many guys have we seen that get married all of a sudden start playing bad?
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like it's better to have a kid.
Why? I think these guys need to be out fucking.
What do you think Tiger was doing all these years? DJ too?
I mean, the proof is like right in front of your eyes.
Rory.
Spieth.
Yep. They come out young. Then they have families, like I said.
Rory's fucking like nobody's business from 2012 to 2014.
Yeah, he was.
He was known for being in the clubs and shit. I mean,
yep.
Spieth, I don't know about that, but he was before he was married, he was better. Ricky.
You know, DJ was.
DJ. But the thing was, DJ was probably still fucking after he got married.
Well, he got married like last year.
Well, I mean, after he was in the series, I think they were just out partying and shit.
Yeah.
So I think when that settle down life, I don't know if that's good for a golfer.
Morikawa now, he's married.
So we've talked about this. Yeah, Morikawa. We've talked about this before in the past. But I got to bring this up again. Rom talking about, it's been tough to win lately because I'm up in the middle of the night changing diapers. If I'm on the fucking PGA Tour, you think I'm getting up at 3 a.m. to change a diaper?
No fucking way. I wasn't getting up even. I'm not on the PGA Tour.
Oh, I don't even do it now. I mean, I'm so tired. Like Saturday night, you're in the final group on Sunday. You're getting up at 3:30 to change a diaper. What the fuck are you doing?
I agree. Morikawa got married. Who else? Scheffler's married.
Hovland just had a.
Scheffler's weird.
Yeah, but Scheffler was never fucking before. You know,
he wasn't.
It's not a lifestyle change. I think.
Why does Scheffler have to be so fucking like humble? Why can't he be cool? He's like so like he does. He's not on social media. He's very humble about everything. He doesn't read any news clippings, and he's just like he always says the right things. Need some edge to the guy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, but I think it's part of what makes me. It's hard to not like him now. I like that he's humble a little bit, but you just need a foil for him.
Yeah.
You need somebody like the opposite of him going against him.
Yeah. What's going on with Vic?
I Well, the weird thing is he fires the short game coach, and now he's like last in strokes gained around the green.
What was his stats this week?
Well, I want to say he lost a bunch around the green.
Did he just? It wasn't just the short game coach he fired. Didn't he switch up everybody?
No, that guy was a short game
swing
coach.
Change. He's doing swing changes though too. You see him on the range?
Oh yeah.
Holy hell! Take a guess. Is around the green.
Minus 4.5.
You're a little low there, bud.
More than that?
Yeah.
What is it?
Minus 6.9.
Jesus Christ.
Off the tee, 3.4 he gained. Approach a shot.
So he's back to what he was before.
Holy hell. That's 5 straight weeks of losing. That's 5 straight weeks of losing around the green.
Yeah,
start the season.
So he's not one of the Masters.
No. But overall, I mean, just to wrap up the players, I mean, it was a great event. You got to give it to them. Like the PGA needed a great event, and they got a great event.
Yeah.
They desperately needed that. So I enjoyed every second of it Sunday. I thought it was very compelling golf. But that, I mean, that's all you need for good events is. Like, guys, like Scheffler won last year. It wasn't a good event because he won by fucking 7 shots.
Right. It was a great event. It was exactly what they needed. I thought, you know, it was compelling down to the very end. And it was good. Now, let's turn to the Masters here.
You want to do the Masters or you want to do the live deal?
Let's do the Masters first.
Okay.
I want to know this, and I guess we can answer it in any way we see fit, but it does. I don't remember a year where it feels like this few of players can win the Masters.
Trying to think that year DJ had to withdraw. He was probably just as hot coming into the Masters.
Was that 2017?
Yeah. When he fucking slipped.
But the speed was up there in the odds, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, you're probably right.
Day was probably up there.
Yeah, Day was definitely up there that year. Rory definitely was.
Tiger.
Tiger might have been on hiatus.
So, I mean, I just think it feels like you got to be playing really well to win the Masters. That's always the case. It's very rarely you see somebody who's not playing well going into it win.
Right.
So agreed. Who the hell can win this thing?
All right, I broke him down into tiers. So, I mean, okay. Scotty's now 5-1. I don't think we've ever seen that since Tiger. I mean, Tiger was, obviously, but has anybody been that low?
I don't think so.
Not that I can. I know DJ was 7-1 that year. I think that was the lowest I've seen it.
What about Rory after he won a couple of big events going into the U.S. Open? He was maybe 7 or 8. Last
going
couple
into
years.
The U.S. Open, yeah, he's definitely 7, but nobody was 5.
No, nobody was 5. Yeah, I agree with you.
So I mean, he's like the prohibitive favorite, and I agree that he should be 5. Don't you?
Yes.
Then the second tier. This is what I would have it. I would have it: Rahm, Brooks, Neiman, X. And Hideki. That's
yeah.
My second tier.
I agree with that. And part of me thinks those two tiers are the only people who can win the Masters this year.
That's, yeah, and that gets me into the third tier. So those are the names that I think can win the Masters. The third
I'm adding
tier?
I'm into that tier.
Hold on. He's part of my third tier, and there's the reason why.
Okay.
The third tier is, all right, Cam and DJ are part of this tier, but I need to see something from both of them at Doral.
Yep.
Okay. So this is kind of like the big if tier. Okay. And then you have Zal, Spieth, Rory, and JT, I think are in that third tier. These are all the big if tier. Like it could go either way with all these guys. Like this is kind of like high upside guys.
Yeah, in the next 3 weeks, we'll determine it.
Yeah.
So they'll either be
Zal, Spieth, Cam Smith, DJ, Rory, JT. I only put Spieth in there because of his success at Augusta. Kind of same thing with Zal.
I agree with you. I couldn't agree more on all of that. Like if Cam has a, you know, finish in the top three at Doral coming off a playoff loss, then I think he's in tier one.
Tier two. Tier one, Scotty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tier two, yeah.
Right? You agree that Scotty's in his own tier?
Yes.
Okay. Then my fourth tier. I don't think any of these guys can win. Except one guy. Okay. It's Clark, Hovland, Ludwig, Finau, and the one guy that I think could win out of this tier is Bryson. I'm not sure he can win a Masters, but if he would be in tier three if I thought he could win a Masters.
Yeah, I think that sounds right. I mean, pretty crazy how far Hovland has fallen in perception since.
Yeah, I don't even know if I should put him in that tier.
He can't win.
Should he not be in that? Because the next tier where Cantlay is?
No, he's top five talent. He should be there.
That's why I put him there. Then the fifth tier is Cantlay, Morikawa, Cam Young, Homa. And I put Sahith in there. I got a weird feeling Sahith's going to show something at Augusta.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a good course fit for him.
Yeah, big time.
How about, okay.
Am I missing anybody?
Not that I can think of.
I went through the odds board. I mean.
Yeah, no.
So I both that first two tiers, Scotty, Ron, Brooks, Neiman, X, Hideki. Really, really hard to win a Masters 2 years in a row. So I really don't see John Rahm winning.
No. I don't see Rahm winning either. I would say, yeah, I mean, tier one and tier two are the guys who can win. Tier three is the people who maybe could if something goes right the next 2 weeks. Yeah, I think you're spot on.
Brooks is now 20 to 1.
So do you want to talk into our bets so far? Well, I think it depends. I mean, they usually leave the odds up. So I would say if he's showing something at Doral, pull the trigger mid-tournament.
Yeah.
I guess.
My bets right now, is that what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, so what bet? People, someone asked earlier what bets we have, like going into the Masters for futures and whatnot.
All right, I'll go from long odds to Sergio 350.
Yep.
Why the hell not?
I love the Sergio 350. I don't care what anyone says.
Yeah, I mean that's a stupid number. He's playing good golf. Played good again last week, right?
Yeah, pretty good.
Bryson 100 to 1. I mean, that's a dumb number. You got that too, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then we got Neiman 80 along with a 50 a couple times. I bet a DJ 40. I don't know if you did, but I have a DJ 40.
I didn't. But I bet Hovland 25 instead.
Yep. That's right. And Cam Smith 28 and JT 35.
Yep. So I have the same. Everything besides instead of DJ, I have Hovland. So, I mean, I'm close to full. I could probably fit Brooks in there, especially because that Neiman number is 80. But, I mean, I like the spot we're in. I mean, could Scheffler win? Obviously. But we have pretty much the rest of the guys who could win for the most part surrounded if we bet Brooks.
Is Brooks a better bet than Hideki?
Yeah, I like Hideki. I think I'm not going to disrespect Hideki and put him in the category of people who I don't think will win. Do I think he's going to win two Masters in 3 years?
4 years.
Four. No, I don't.
Right, but, yeah, because he won before Scotty won. So Hideki, Scotty, Rahm, then, yeah, 2 and 4.
Yeah, do I think he could do that? Not really, but he's
playing some incredible golf, man.
Yes. That's the reason why I will put him in that thing. But do I really think he's going to win? I don't. Think so. I think it's more like he comes like the top five, like, you know, he just is kind of there.
Do you think Neiman can win?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. I really do. Damn, Hideki's stats were incredible.
I think Neiman's gonna win.
Yeah. Fucking Liv Vincenzi over here.
Yeah, I mean his game is just so perfect for Augusta.
It is.
And
Loves I worry about him in the clutch. I worry about him in the clutch.
Yeah, but I mean, he held off all the best players in the world at Riviera with a couple shot lead on Sunday with Morikawa and Hovland up. I thought that was, yeah. Would I be worried if he had a back nine lead with Scotty chasing him? Absolutely. But
you're gonna have to beat Scotty.
Yes, but
so that's why I think we should add Brooks, just because
he's one of the few
guys. You're gonna have the confidence in Brooks to beat Scotty.
Absolutely.
If there's one guy on this fucking list that can look Scotty in the eye and go toe to toe with him, it's fucking Brooks Koepka.
Exactly. And here's the point with Hideki. Who has a better chance of top fiving at the Masters, Hideki or Brooks? I think it's Hideki.
Yep, definitely.
But if we're betting for a guy to win, we have to bet somebody's going to stare down Scotty and beat him. And like you said, he's a guy who has the highest probability to do that. But do I think it's possible Brooks doesn't play well at the Masters or in the Majors this year? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if he finished 57 in the Masters, would that surprise you?
Well, that means, yeah. Because he wouldn't make the cut, so that would surprise me. But if he finished 37th, yeah. No, it wouldn't surprise me.
But it would probably surprise me if Hideki did.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
So, ceiling play,
Fuck,
yeah.
I think. Scotty, why do you have to be playing this well right now? Fuck. This would be a wide-open Masters if he wasn't.
Maybe the neck thing lingers.
That'd be cool.
And I don't think with Cam, Cam's a guy who I think can stare down Scotty and beat him.
I don't know if his game can stare down Scotty's game.
No, but just he'll weasel his way.
Yeah, drilling putts. That would be electric.
Oh, weasel versus Scotty? I mean, he loves Augusta. People forget how much he loves it.
Just drilling 30 footers.
I mean, the year he almost won it, that was when he was paired with Scotty, wasn't he?
Yeah, remember that's when Scotty fucking chipped in?
Yeah.
And then the year before that was the DJ year. He's top five that year. I think he was in the final group.
He's so good there, and partly because you have to be so creative around the greens, which is why he's good there. And then also, you can get away with spraying it every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So I still love Cam. I can't wait to hammer Cam in all different types of ways.
Just show me something at Doral, and I'll go all in. Just show me something.
Didn't he show us something last week?
He did, but we knew he was going to play well there. That was his short course. Like, just show me that. Just back it up. Back it up at Doral in 2 weeks.
Yeah, nothing crazy. Top five.
Yeah. If you had to pick one guy to win, you think Scotty's going to win?
If I had to pick one, no odds.
Scotty versus the field. This is what they used to do with Tiger.
I'll take the field.
Okay.
You?
I'm going to take Scotty.
Fair.
I don't want to say that, but.
But the fact that that's a debate, I mean, 5-1 is the right number.
Yeah. All right. Before we get to this lovely field of the Valspar, looks like Yasser is down the Bahamas with Tiger and the rest of the boys.
Yeah. I think. So from what I've heard from people, I know a lot of people who know Yasser, who I've spoken to. And it seems like they've been hoping that this would happen for a long time, because Tiger is very anti-Liv. He has a very complex where he thinks, you know, Liv's a bad guy, whatever. Yasser is a very, very likable dude.
That's what Rory was saying.
And anyone who meets him seems to like him. Like, and I was talking to a Saudi Arabian golfer who was... we talk about Yasser all the time and kind of what his desires and all this other stuff. And he's like, if anybody who hates him just got in a room with him and talk off with him for like an hour, it's like you'd walk away being like, that dude's the man.
Yeah.
And he loves golf. That's why I generally believe, like, you can talk about sports watching, all this stuff, and I understand some of those arguments. I genuinely believe he wants golf to be in a good place. He's not trying to fuck the game up.
Okay, so what's taking so long, though?
So again, now the reason I think it's a good thing and why people are happy about this is because I think Tiger is going to learn part of that vision today, and he's going to get to know the guy a little bit better.
I guess they played golf together. according to your boy Rappaport.
Albany?
Yeah.
Yeah, but another point of that is, I think, I mean, you know, Tiger's a tough nut to crack. If he goes into it thinking, fuck this guy, then...
Is it whatever Tiger says goes?
For the PGA Tour, it is, but I think that, I mean, this is, it's a great meeting. What would I give to just be the cart guy driving their ass around that whole entire meeting? It's the guy on the PGA Tour. It's the guy maybe in the world of golf. And they're having conversations about what the future of golf is going to be like. I mean, there could be probably a book, 500-page book written about just this one day.
You think Jay's down there, or you think it's just the player directors?
I thought I heard Jay was not going to be there.
Good. That guy's the worst. I can't believe he still has a job. But I know why he has a job, because he's fucking Fenway Sports Group funds the fucking... He used to work for Fenway Sports Group.
Yeah. They're a group of dipshits, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Look what John Henry's done to the Red Sox.
Oh, I mean, so I'm optimistic. And again, I've been optimistic in the past, so I don't know. But I think this meeting should be productive.
What'd you make of Rory's comments yesterday? That was a little weird from what he's been saying.
What do you think? I got to answer this kid.
It's just a little off-brand lately of Rory. He was very negative towards Norman and Liv. And he hasn't really been as negative.
Well, I think he was negative towards Norman yesterday.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
So what I think, and I think it's definitely the truth, is he's trying to prepare for the fact that they come to terms on a deal. And he wants to make it not look as bad, because he wants to separate Yasser and the PIF from Liv. So that means if you make a deal with Liv, or they invest in the PGA Tour, whatever, you can still say Liv sucks, because this has nothing to do with Liv. Yasser is separate. He thinks Norman and them are giving Yasser a bad name. Yasser's a good dude. Norman and them suck. They're fucking everything up. But now Yasser cares more about golf and wants to invest in the PGA Tour, and he's willing to put Liv aside to do that. I think that's the narrative. That's true, though?
You think he'll put Liv aside?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I think he wants to soften the blow to all the people who hate Liv once that deal gets struck.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. They need a deal. We just need everybody back playing together.
We do. And
it's just so much better. So much better.
On Twitter, it seems like nobody on either side wants that. But I think in real life, everybody does.
Yeah, except Tiger.
You know what? What's up, Tiger? But, you know, I mean real life fans. So last night I was on a New Zealand radio show, sports show. And I thought they're going to talk about how great Scottie Scheffler is. First question, they said, like, did this event feel stale to you? Like, how come all the best players aren't playing? When are they going to make a deal? That's all the questions they were asking. So, like, in the world, it's perceived so much differently than it is in our small bubble. Everyone in the world is saying, why is this happening? Golf is in a bad place because of it. And everyone on Twitter said, well, PGA Tour doesn't matter. They'll manufacture their own stars. Jake Knapp's going to win. And then you get the other side saying the PGA Tour sucks. Liv is the future. But in reality, I think most golf fans, probably 80% of them around the world, feel that there needs to be some type of reunion.
Yeah. The U.S. just has no feel for how the rest of the world feels.
No, I mean,
it's crazy.
Were you surprised? Would you be surprised if I got called into that radio show and the first thing they say, this is just not compelling. They said the players wasn't compelling because all the best players in the world weren't there.
Well, that's crazy, because it was compelling.
It was, but I mean, that it's just on the forefront of everybody's mind.
Yeah.
So we do need to get something done. So let's hope we get some good news tonight on that deal.
I don't think we're getting any news on it.
Probably tonight, not.
Today. I just think it's going to take a while. But, yeah. I mean, we're stepping in the right direction. They should have been meeting like a year ago, so.
Yeah, I want to say news. I want to say, I hope we hear like rumblings.
Yeah, that'd be cool. So, all right. It took us about 50 minutes before we got to the Valspar.
Well, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
So, all right, Valspar, we're at Innisbrook Resort, Copperhead. It's infamous for its difficulty, or famous for its difficulty, if you want to go that route. Let's hope the PGA Tour sticks with that, and we actually have a really tough, difficult event this week. But a lot of trouble on this course. Holes 16, 17, 18, also known as the Snake Pit, which I have mocked in the past, make up the toughest three-hole stretch in golf, one of them, and they always lead to a pretty good finish on Sunday. Let's hope the Snake Pit bites this week, because we know the Bear Trap was pretty tame over at PGA National. 156 golfers, pretty good field, I would say, compared to past years. Past years have been really horrible. Last year was exceptionally horrible because...
Dude, everybody withdrew. There was so many fucking commitments, and they all withdrew. What the fuck?
I know. But we it's still better than last year. Last year it got squeezed between a bunch of Elliott events. There was, like, literally nobody.
Was it a different time of month?
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, I mean...
It was incredibly weird and random, and nobody played it. This year, the field is... It's not great, but it's definitely better than it was before. Past winners, all between 7-under and 17-under. So you had 15, you had Spieth at 10, Charles, nice South African at 7-under in 2016. Hadwin, I didn't realize Hadwin won this. Yeah, that's right. Hadwin 2017. Then you had Paul Casey back-to-back years, 10-under, 8-under. Then you had Sam Burns back-to-back years, 17-under, 17-under. One of those years, he narrowly beat Keegan, who we had. And then last year, you had Taylor Moore won at 10-under.
Remember the Keegan year? We were on Keegan versus Burns, and he went to that fucking water? That par yes. 3?
Yeah, I believe I just said that about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, did you? Sorry, I was looking up the weather for this week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was trying to get us prepared for the weather.
No, I need it.
Wow, you know? Friday looks a little windy.
Wow. Good.
All day, too. Wind 25 plus. 50-mile-per-hour gust at some point in the morning.
Let's hope it stays that way.
This is at the Tampa airport, though. I don't know if it's where the exact location is.
Any electricity?
Wow, yeah, it looks like no electricity, but it looks like some rain.
So that's not great.
Wow, we could be delayed Friday morning.
Let's hope not.
Looks like they're going to get an inch of rain between 5 and 8 a.m.
So we'll keep an eye on that still Monday. So,
yeah.
Typically, this is a cool course, though, right?
5 par 3s, 4 par 5s.
Yep.
Yeah, typically, I feel like a lot of times the greens get baked out, don't they? Was that just the case when they played in April?
I don't know.
Last year we had Tommy.
We had Tommy last year. Yeah, it was like in the mix.
Yeah. I don't get why he's not playing. What's up with that? He was committed.
So two of the five events that he has a chance to win, he's not playing in.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Those five events were Honda, API, Valspar, Players, and Canadian Open.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's strange.
Yeah, bizarre to me. I was ready to bet him, even though
what's he doing?
Pretty bad lately. I don't know what he's doing.
So, yeah, crazy that he's not playing, because I definitely was looking hard at him. A couple of guys that I was looking at, Norn's not playing. We were looking at him really hard, too.
It's a killer, man. He's been playing really well. Played well at the Players, especially yesterday.
Yeah, it would have been lighting money on fire, but we would have bet it.
Well, he finished top 20.
I know. Yeah, really strange.
Perfect course for him, man.
Yeah, I don't get why these guys, like, I always said if we could just pick these guys' schedules for them, they'd probably have so much more success.
Right? Ugh. Yeah, I don't know.
Let's get right into the odds here. We're already pretty low on time.
Okay, you got X on DraftKings plus 750. Burns 11. JT Spieth 14. Those are the guys below 20.
JT Spieth 14. Yeah, I mean,
right, X. You can't bet X.
No. Do you think he can win?
Yeah, I do. Definitely. Do you?
I don't love that he's coming off of a huge letdown.
Right.
What's his course history look like?
Played it once, finished 12th. That was 2022, finished 12th.
Well, yeah, he's good on really good on tough courses. I think he could be tough to beat if he's involved. I'm just hoping that he has the emotional letdown coming off a close call. And yeah.
Yeah. And then you got Burns, who's won it twice. I'm not going to pick Burns to win the golf tournament 3 out of 4 years at 11-1. So just not going to go there.
I agree. But he's obviously slightly concerning.
Definitely. Who's more concerning, Burns or X? Burns?
I think Burns.
Yeah. Okay. And then get the two butt buddies at 14. I'll get right into it. I think Justin Thomas is winning this event. I've been pegging him since Friday to win this event. It eerily reminds me of when Spieth got off the schneid at Valero, when Ricky got off the schneid at Rocket, and when Day got off the schneid at Byron Nelson last year. All of their odds suck. Day was 18. I remember this vividly talking to you on the podcast. We can't bet Day at 18-1. And boom, what does he do? He rolls.
Yep.
Same thing with Ricky at Rocket. We can't bet Ricky at 15-1 to win an event. And what happens? He wins in a playoff. Beat us with Hadwin.
Yep.
And then Spieth at Valero, he was 10-12-1. He beat me again. I had Charlie Hoffman. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
On Easter. And he won. So all those guys won at low odds at tournaments that they have been successful at. And this is a tournament where JT has had some success. 10th last year, 3rd in 2022, 13th in 2021. Plays it every year. He still hit the ball well on approach last week. He just did everything else bad. And then looking down the board, there's really no other guys I really think can win or have the – or I want to bet. So I'm just going to – I'm just going to bet the 14-1.
Yeah, I'm in complete agreement with you. It looks like it's moving towards 16-1. Bet 365 just went there. So I think there's some good odds out there. And then I like the number. I like the play. I saw him as first in approach for the rounds that he played.
First 2 days, he gained 4.7 approach.
I mean, so that's all you want to see from him. Yeah, am I concerned with the putting and all this other shit? For sure. But he's shown us that he's close before recently.
He's been close all year. Like, he's had two duds, Genesis and Players. Everything else has been good.
Yeah. And I think people are probably
the most popular bet last week. Like, just one tournament where he, a tournament that shows a lot of variance. You never know if you're going to play well or poorly at. He misses the cut. I feel like we're getting a good number here. At if it gets a 16, I think that's a smash. I honestly think he's going to win this event.
Are you very sure he's going to win?
Yes.
Okay. Good. I'm sure. Probably not quite as sure as you, but I think it's the best bet on the board. And I really like him. So
he's due for a win. This is like. I'm so glad he's playing, unlike these other guys that withdrew. Like, you need to get a win. If he shows me a win, too, I think he can win the Masters.
I do, too. I'm not as low as him on him as many people are. I think it's great. We completely faded him last week, and we avoided those bad negative feelings about him missing the cut in a big event. And I think this is just a great, great spot. He doesn't win, but if he doesn't win, it's still a good spot in my eyes.
We probably wouldn't have faded him if he hadn't already won a Players.
I know. I don't think so either. So it's all shaping up to what I think is a great spot. It's a spot. And I think the number is not quite as good as I want. But you know what? No, I don't think anyone's going to be on him. I think this is a spot where we just go and fucking take this thing.
Love it. Yeah, I was hoping for an 18. I thought we were going to get an 18 off the miscut. But opened at 12. It's up to 14. Give me a 16. I'll smash it.
Yep.
Everything else that we bet is gravy.
Absolutely. So anyone else in this range?
I don't know why Spieth's 14 to 1. He should be 20. I don't get the number at all on Spieth. He hasn't been good lately. I guess the course history here. Won it years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it's making the number unbettable, so.
He's got to be in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, you'd think so. Does he have a chance to win, do you think?
Never going to. I guess.
I think he could, yeah.
The one thing is, like, I was looking at the leaderboards. They don't get a lot of top-end talent at this event. But when they show up, they always play well. Like, I remember Rahm was in it that one time. DJ's been in it when Kokrak won. Even when Tiger showed up that one time, he was in it. Remember that? Him and Snedeker? Yep. When Casey backdoored that win.
Right.
Spieth and Reed.
Reed was there. I remember that.
Yeah. So I feel like the top guys are going to play well. Might be a course where, because it's so difficult, and if the PGA keeps it difficult, the top guys kind of can separate themselves. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Anyone else in this range that catches your eye?
So the 20 plus, you got Finau, Harman, Sungjae. I mean, Young and Finau. I know everybody's going to want to go to Harman. I'm just not going to bet Brian Harman at 20 to 1.
Nope.
Right? He has a fifth here and a bunch of miscuts. A lot of longer irons here. I don't necessarily feel like that's up his wheelhouse. Players is a perfect fit for Brian Harman.
Yeah, it is. I think. I think I could he play well, or obviously he's in great form right now, but I just think another emotional letdown, and it doesn't feel like the right course.
Yeah. I don't Young and Finau, I could see Young more than Finau, but it wouldn't surprise me if Finau was around. I don't see him winning.
That's how I feel too. I think he's playing great. In terms of tee to green numbers are really good. I think people are kind of overlooking that right now, and I think he could definitely be there. He could be a sneaky little play, but I don't think he's playing well enough right now to actually win the event.
He actually putted pretty well this past week. Just off the tee, he was bad.
Yep.
Young, any thoughts?
Never played here. I think the trends say that first-time winners never really win here. First-time people in the event never really win here. I don't know if Moore was or not.
I don't know. Let's find out. Moore missed the cut the prior year.
But he played it. So I don't think first-timers tend to win this thing. I mean, could that change? Obviously. But I think it takes driver out of your hand a lot as well.
Yeah, true.
I think he's playing really well, and he's trending towards something, and he could win something soon. I don't know if this is the perfect spot for him, but would it surprise me? No.
Houston.
Maybe Houston, yeah.
Houston, that's what Finau won.
Or like Rocket or 3M.
Oh, definitely one of those, but I was thinking before that.
Yeah, maybe Houston.
Playing Houston, let's see. Houston. Nope, not signed up for Houston. Okay. All right, so those are the 20s. 30s, you got Nick Taylor, Minwoo Lee, 40, Keegan, Cole.
I mean, Keegan, I like him at this golf course. I don't think he's playing that well right now.
No. What happened to Nick Taylor on Saturday?
I think he went in the water a couple times, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this the place that Cole played well at? Or was it Honda?
That was Honda.
And what did he do here? Wasn't he hot around this time?
Cut. Yeah, he missed the cut.
Okay.
Taylor he finished 10th here last year.
Taylor finished 10th. Okay. Yeah, I mean, Taylor makes some sense. I saw a couple of opening lines that he looks pretty good, like at 50 or 60 to 1, but 30, 35, I have no interest in him.
Yeah. So we're betting JT at 14, and then we're going to just jump into the 60 range. We're going to just avoid the 18 to 55. My son's dunking balls again.
You gotta go make him cry.
He's got a playoff game in a half hour.
All right, so next range.
All right, 50 plus. You got Mitchell, Doug Gim, Bo Hostler, Seabez, Hadwin, Rye, Straka. Those are all in between 50 and 60.
So a lot of guys I like in that area. The first one, Gim. I mean, I saw 70 this morning that I bet.
Yeah, he was high, number two in your model. Continues to play well. Hasn't finished worse than a 16th this season.
Yeah, I mean, for all the guys who always give me shit about not betting anyone in my model, I bet like everyone in my model this week. So
Give us the model. Top 10.
Okay, I'll just share my screen real quick because I think some people like to see it. Okay. We got Xander's number one. Not really a big surprise there. Gim is number two. He's eighth in approach. He's fifth in ball striking, 12th in bogey avoidance, 7th in strokes gained on difficult or very difficult courses. So this really is right up his alley. I thought 71 was pretty good. Do I think he can win? I'm not sure, but he obviously has the pedigree. Was a great amateur player, starting to really play well. He's still only 27, so he could be breaking through at some point.
He was on Scotty's college team.
Oh, yeah. So this is the place I think suits him really well. And then here, yes, you get Thomas at 7th. His ball striking numbers are there. The course history is there. The approach is there.
Not so much with the bogey avoidance. Up JT this week.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Mitchell's there at 11. You talked about him in your range. I do like him, although it's slightly harder for me to picture him actually winning. Harmon there is at 17. Cam Young at 16. Bradley, 18. Taylor, 19.
All right, so you bet a Gim 70.
Yep.
I haven't bet anybody yet besides one guy, so... But I like the guys you're talking about. Who else did you bet?
But Victor Perez at 110, 125.
It's the one guy I bet.
102. I mean, I love this bet. He's third in the model, 11th on approach, 6th in good drive percentage. He hits, just drills fairways, which you need to do. Good ball striking. Bogey avoidance, he's 15th. Difficult courses, he plays really well. He was third in Puerto Rico, 12th at Honda, which, you know, is pretty similar to this event. I think it's... He's played in one big events before. He's won a Rolex Series event. So I just think him at triple digits is a really nice bet.
Yeah, great number. Does all these stats take into Puerto Rico?
So some of them do. Like I think bogey avoidance maybe.
Yeah.
Whatever they track there. They don't track like approach and stuff, but they track, I think, some of that other stuff.
Okay. Did you bet Bez?
Yes, I bet C-Bez at 60. I'm fine with it down to 50. He's just playing fucking incredibly well. Third in approach his last 24 rounds, 26th in ball striking. The rest of the stuff doesn't look great here. He's 35th in the model, but he is just playing really, really, really good golf. Last week he finished 15th.
I think it was 11th.
Was it 11th?
Maybe.
I mean, he was so 13th. He tied for 13th of the players. South African, we've had South Africans. Louis great here. Trial one here, the South African. He only made 5 bogeys last week at the Players.
It's impressive.
I mean, I think that's really impressive. So,
Rory had to have made about 5 times that.
Yeah. I mean, 5 bogeys. I mean, the other guy was X, who didn't really make any bogeys, and it was just kind of basically those two. So, I think it's a great bet at 60. Could he win this event? I don't know. I mean, he's a President's Cup player. The field isn't that good. If the good players fuck off, I think he's one of the guys who could do it.
Okay.
And then the last one, so there's 5 total, Gim, JT, Bez, Perez, and last one is Straka. I just think he showed some signs last week. He's a great long iron player, won Honda before, another President's Cup guy. I think he's a good golf course for him. I like he likes the difficult ones.
One John Deere, that's another long iron.
Yeah, long iron place. And his stats were fucking great last week.
Were they?
5.4 in approach, 2 off the tee.
Wow, he was pretty bad before that, right?
Well, he's gained strokes on off the tee like every week this season. So he's hitting it really well off the tee, but the approach game was back last week. I just think those long irons are going to be great for him. I thought, especially because we're betting a top guy, just getting these guys who can win if they get involved at like that 60 to 80 to 100 range, I think he is a winning upside player.
Yeah.
So that's the 5. That's what I like. And it's, I think it's still a little bit light because.
Is it?
Yeah. So you got 14, 60, 80, 80, 120.
Okay. There's really nobody else.
That's what I mean. It's like
the other guys would be like Neesmith, Damon.
Yes, Damon's stats were good, like you said, but that was only really one event recently.
Yeah. Is there anybody else? Like, who's the Taylor Moore? It's probably one of those guys on your list, right?
Yeah, I think it is.
Doug Gim's probably Taylor Moore.
Yeah, Doug Gim is definitely the Taylor Moore. Stats are good coming into it.
What about Berger, 90?
Berger, yeah, I mean, the number's good. I just, and this is kind of where I'm a little mad at myself for last week. Because I said it was Zalatoris. Is it too much too soon to expect this of him?
Yeah.
And I felt it kind of in my plumps as we got close to the tournament. And with Berger, I think, yeah, he could. It's a good course for him. He makes sense. But can I see him winning this quick?
Yeah, we should have talked that out better. I kind of didn't really like Cantlay either.
I know. But there's just no one. We're trying to stay with the trends and stay with what was happening, but there's just no one who fit that.
Yeah, I mean, no matter who we bet, would have been a loser. So
exactly.
You would have got a sweat, and you know what? You would have had X. You would have had a double loser, X and Harmon.
Right. So anything else you like?
No, not really. You said the guys. I've only bet Vic Perez. I'm waiting on the JT.
You got a 14 on that site, by the way.
What site?
SH.
Okay. That's good.
So I should probably hammer that thing pretty quickly.
Okay. I feel really confident about this week. I feel like we're getting off the schneid here with a winner, and we desperately need it pretty bad. Like, bleeding cash here. We need a winner bad. But yeah. Hey, I looked it up this time last year. I only had one outright win. So maybe it's just heating up into golf season. I hit Live Orlando, hit the Masters, and then we rolled into 8 winners for the season, just like we do every year. So. You ready for the win is coming.
Let's do it. So JT wins it, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, babe. Let's have a week.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.